Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Melissa, these increases are impressive, but it's still so early. How important are these polls considering the timing?
That's a great point. It is so early. And also, if you look at these statewide polls of Democrats and Democrat-leaning voters, what you see are large margins of error. So, for example, this Quinnipiac poll, we have almost 6 points of a margin of error. And people's loyalties are still fairly fluid at this point as well. So I don't want to read too much into it. But what we are seeing in California and in other states is a definite clustering at the top. And so we don't want to get into, 2 points versus 3 points. But we do want to look at who are in the low single digits versus who is even able to get into these double digits. And there's a clear sort of final four emerging of Harris, Warren, Sanders, and Biden, both in California and in other places. And that does make sense. It does come into play when it comes to fundraising.
Well, I have to, that's another question. But, there seems to be there are two big questions for Democrats these days. Number one is, who do I love? Number two is, who can beat Donald Trump? And it's not necessarily always the same answer.
Well, I think that some folks who went with the who do I love question in 2016 feel a little guilty now because maybe they loved Jill Stein, maybe they loved Bernie Sanders and didn't vote in the general. And so there's a much more of an emphasis on a practical issue when it comes to this election because some folks feel a little burned by going with their heart in that last one and they see sort of what happened with Hillary Clinton losing by such a narrow margin. That the electability question is so important.
Jill, not a lot of time. I'm sorry. Melissa, not a lot of time left. But how important are these numbers, as you mentioned earlier, when it comes to fundraising?
Well, they're incredibly important because you can deal with low fundraising numbers at the beginning and say, hey, look, I just haven't been able to make my case yet. Donors give me money so I can put my name out there. But at some point, and it's going to happen around the fall of this year, donors start saying, okay, people know who you are and you're just not connecting. I'm going to move my money to another candidate who's actually able to get these poll numbers up. And so the July debates, anyone who can't fling themselves into popularity like Kamala Harris did in that first debate is going to have a lot of trouble after that July debate. Moving forward from there, we're going to start seeing people pairing out, petering out, except for, of course, Mayor Pete Buttigieg, who has enough money to make it to the end, regardless of his poll numbers.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.